Steam Machine returns, and this time, the software is ready. Valve's Steam Machine is shipping. Not announced, not previewed, units are in customers' hands, and the Hacker News post tracking the launch scored over 1,600 points and more than 1,400 comments before most people had finished breakfast, placing it among the highest engagement stories the community has seen this year. The original Steam Machine, announced in 2013 and shipped in 2015, was discontinued by 2018 after failing to solve a fundamental problem. Linux supported only a fraction of Steam's game library, and hardware priced competitively against Windows machines that ran far more titles offered a weak value proposition. What has changed is Proton, Valve's compatibility layer for running Windows games on Linux, which has matured substantially since the Steam Deck launched in 2022. By most accounts, north of 85% of Steam's library now runs on Linux through Proton, and a significant portion runs well. The Hacker News discussion split along predictable but meaningful lines. One faction sees the new Steam Machine as a credible, open, upgradable alternative to console hardware, free of the walled garden economics that define PlayStation and Xbox ecosystems. The skeptical faction questions whether Valve has solved the mainstream market positioning problem. The Steam Deck succeeded with enthusiast gamers willing to tinker, but the living room represents a different and less forgiving audience. A geopolitical subtext runs through the discussion as well. Microsoft's gaming ecosystem has grown increasingly bundled with Xbox Game Pass and broader Microsoft services, and the company has faced antitrust scrutiny in European markets. A well-timed non-Windows gaming platform, the argument goes, serves Valve's long-term financial interests, regardless of whether that alignment is intentional.